You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
All right, Buffalo Bills fans, welcome to the latest episode of Breaking Buffalo Rumblings. Anthony Marino, happy to be here with you once again, talking everything Buffalo Bills. Little bit of breaking news this evening, and unfortunately not the breaking news that we were looking for as Bills fans, but Adam Schefter reporting that tight end Greg Olsen is signing a one-year contract, $5.5 million guaranteed, $7 million overall, with the Seattle Seahawks. As you all know, Olsen was considering three teams, the Washington Redskins, the Seahawks, and the Buffalo Bills, and ultimately his decision goes down to the Seahawks, and I guess in many ways not too surprising. It looks like the opportunity to play with Russell Wilson, the most established of the three quarterbacks, you know, relative to the teams that he was considering, the Seahawks, you can argue, are probably in the best position to contend for a championship at this time based on the play of Russell Wilson and what they have there. And again, for him, a one-year contract in the neighborhood of $7 million, definitely not a bad thing there either. So as we go through with things, for Buffalo Bills fans, my question for you is, you know, how disappointed are you that Greg Olsen is not signing with the Bills? For myself, I've always been a fan of Olsen. I think you've looked at him and, you know, you play fantasy football. I've always favored having a solid quality tight end. Greg Olsen was one of those guys I always targeted each and every year. But with that, just like the way he played, right? A reliable target for Cam Newton with the Carolina Panthers. Of course, we all have heard the comparisons between Josh Allen and Cam Newton, and you think to yourself, here's a guy that could step in and be a reliable weapon on offense for the Bills. And I say reliable because we've talked on the podcast before about Dawson Knox, some of the drops that he encountered last year as a rookie, his development, and maybe to have someone like Greg Olsen on the roster, probably on a one-year contract, right? I think that was the expectation, and it is what he signed with the Seahawks, that you would think to yourself, okay, 1 year of Greg Olsen with Knox, probably a good thing. The two of these guys can complement each other. And again, one more year of development for Knox where he doesn't have to carry the load himself. And you bring in someone like Olsen, he can learn from the veteran, but not a situation that is going to take place. And now I think the questions really remain. What is it that the Buffalo Bills are going to do at tight end this year? Again, knowing that Dawson Knox is the guy, right? When you talk about that situation, he's shown some great flashes during the 2019 season. I think you go through all of these pieces, you think to yourself, okay, the young man has developed a rapport with Josh Allen. He's got a you know, what seems like a bright future ahead of him. He does need to clean up the drops issues, as we talked about. So with that, right, it becomes, but what's that complementary piece to him? I think in many ways, is it going to be Tyler Kroft? I mean, the Bills can, you know, they can cut Kroft with only $1.6 million in dead cap space, a saving of about $5.6 million if they wanted to. And then it kind of leads you to the question, are the Bills looking for an upgrade and call it that tight end number two? And it's not even getting into Lee Smith, who's, you know, again, primarily just a blocking tight end. But do the Bills look at one of those top tier free agent tight ends that could be out there? We talk about Hunter Henry coming from the Los Angeles Chargers, Austin Hooper from the Atlanta Falcons, or Eric Ebron from the Indianapolis Colts. Now, the interesting thing when you talk about any of those three guys, they're going to come with a multi-year deal, right? Probably somewhere in the neighborhood of $7 to $10 million per season. And we're talking, I would say, a minimum of a four-year contract for either of those guys. That's a little bit different than when you talk about the potential signing of someone like Greg Olsen, where you're looking at a one-year deal, again, complementing Dawson Knox. He gets another year to progress. Then if Olsen moves on, you probably have Knox locked in as your clear-cut number one tight end on the roster. So, you know, as you go through with it earlier in the podcast, we've talked in weeks past about the free agency market. Are the Bills looking for that upgrade? And I want to say yes, right? I think you take a look at it in some of the names that are out there, but probably not yes from one of those main targets, right? Again, talking about someone like a Hunter Henry or an Eric Ebron, right? Are those guys going to command a four-year deal at some big money versus someone like, take a Darren Fells, right? And Darren Fells, you talk about Spotrac, they've got him projected at a one-year $4.3 million salary. You know, someone is a big target, relatively reliable, you know, can come in. I mean, he's 33 years old, so he's in the latter stages of his career. But you look back, okay, 34 catches for 341 yards last year, seven receiving touchdowns. That's the interesting part with him, that red zone target and what he could deliver to an offense similar to the Buffalo Bills. So, you know, I for myself, it's interesting, right? You start to look at it, you talk about free agency, you know, how much money the Bills have available to them this year, and you start to, you know, in some ways you're playing fantasy football a little bit, and you look at some of those names that are free agent tight ends, and again, thinking to yourself, if they commit to someone like an Eric Ebron for 4 years and let's say $7.5 million a year, well, what does that really say about the development that they're going to have with someone like Dawson Knox versus bringing in someone on that 1 year deal versus keeping Tyler Kroft around and really seeing if you can get the development out of him this year that you did not get in 2019. I think it's going to be interesting. I mean, again, the pursuit of Greg Olsen, right? It gives you that veteran tight end in the room. You talked about, you know, Frank Gore, his presence in the locker room, in the running back room in 2019. Would Olsen have been that same kind of figure, I guess you could say, when you go with it? But obviously they were not going to sign him to just be a mentor, right? He would be coming to the Buffalo Bills to play. And it's one of those positions where I don't think so much as it relates to the draft, but in free agency, it's something to keep an eye on. I guess right now I'm leaning in the direction that the Bills would look to get that veteran, maybe a 1 or 2 year deals, someone like a Darren Fells, as opposed to going for one of the bigger names that are out there. It's going to be interesting to see. I mean, gosh, it seems like we've been talking about free agency for so long, and I get that part because the Bills have a lot of salary cap for this year, and what is that going to look like for the team? But again, tight end could be one of those positions where they look to make somewhat of an upgrade along those lines too. Tyler Kroft, is that a guy you think they're going to keep around? I'd be curious to get your take. As always, I encourage you to hit us up in the comments section and let us know your thoughts right there. Definitely abbreviated version of the podcast tonight. Again, just some of that breaking news for you. Greg Olsen not signing with the Buffalo Bills, going with the Seattle Seahawks. Unfortunately, the one-year deal, $5.5 million guaranteed, $7 million overall. So always appreciate you guys tuning in. Make sure you hit that subscribe button so you get all of our great shows here on the Buffalo Rumblings podcast channel. I'm Anthony Marino. It's always great to touch base with you guys. And as always, go Bills.